And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/real. That's forhims.com/real for your free online visit. forhims.com/real.
Life insurance. For most of us, it's not something we prioritize. Maybe because we don't want to think about a world without, well, us. About how our loved ones would fare should we no longer be around to take care of things like the mortgage, college tuition, grocery bills. But unfortunately, too many of us pass without securing the financial future of our families, which is why there's Ethos. Ethos is a new kind of life insurance company. It believes life insurance should be affordable and accessible for everyone. Ethos was founded by two college roommates who wanted to bring to life insurance the same technological efficiencies that have revolutionized so many other industries. Ethos can quickly provide the best policy for you and your family without doctor visits, long applications, and fine print. It can do in minutes what used to take weeks. So no more excuses. Ethos will bring you peace of mind by securing your family's future today.
Go to ethoslife.com now for your free estimate. That's ethoslife.com. Ethoslife.com.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, 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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And we got a lot of sports to talk about, and it's already started. So let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Partying, yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Los Angeles, for Errol Spence Jr. versus Sean Porter. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabold, the Voldemort. Nick Sharara, just Nick. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776.
Tricky Nick?
Tricky Nick. Yeah, did you just get one in at 401?
Yeah.
Damn, nice job. Yeah. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed. At the producer Nick, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. No Twitch today because we are broadcasting live from Los Angeles.
You're looking live.
And I don't know if we're getting special treatment or bad treatment because we've been exiled.
Yeah.
To a room all by ourselves.
So apparently, the big room where we've been broadcasting and where everyone else is broadcasting, we lose that room. Or the company that brought us out here loses that room at 6 o'clock, 4 o'clock our time, but 6 o'clock Central Time. And, you know, we still have an hour of show to do after that. So they brought us up a floor and put us in, like, a meeting room with literally no one else. it looks like there's some engineer guys in here who are setting up for another broadcast. So maybe one will join it. Two more broadcasts, Joe? Okay. We'll have two more groups up here at some point.
Well, don't Jake and Cody have to do their last hour? Or?
You know, they do. And I file that under that's not my problem.
Yeah, it's network. We got nothing to do with that.
they better figure it out. No, I don't know what their plan is. I don't know if they're going to try to re-rack their last hour or what.
You think they're going to ride a scooter up here?
No, Cody doesn't ride the scooter. Nick and I rode the scooters last night. It may have been under influences. And, boy, when you are under certain influences, it feels like those scooters go really fast. Because I took one today, and I was like, man, This scooter's way slower than the one last night. And then I remembered, oh, no wonder.
You were hammered.
Yeah, no wonder it felt much faster last night. And we, I mean, of course, when you get these scooters, it tells you don't ride on the sidewalk. I mean, Nick and I rode on the sidewalk.
Everybody rides on
everywhere.
The sidewalk.
Yeah. I mean, it was late at night, so it didn't really matter. But yeah, the scooter's a game changer. So it's able – you're able to cover more ground because it takes forever to get an Uber around here.
Oh, God. You don't even want to hear my Uber story from last night.
I think the Uber drivers don't want to come into this little downtown area, so which may have something to do with all those scooters because people use those scooters.
So you've become Team Scooter after one day.
I'm Team Scooter, yeah. I downloaded the app. So I actually – last night I wasn't going to be Team Scooter because I didn't want to take the time to download the app and put in my credit card and all that stuff while we were out, you know, imbibing.
Right.
But as Nick and I were leaving, we ran across a scooter. Almost all the scooters out here are either Lime or Bird. That's the two big companies that do these scooters. And I didn't want to download one of those apps, but lo and behold, I run into one that says Lyft. And I was like, oh, I already have an app. So I scanned in, boom, off and rolling.
Well, maybe I'll do that tonight because I haven't decided what I'm doing yet tonight. But I tell you what I'm not doing is ever again is taking an Uber out to Hollywood Park Casino.
How long did it take you?
First off, it took 35 minutes to get the car.
Yep.
We'll start with that. Then I get in the car, and I knew traffic was going to be bad. I mean, it's L.A. at 5 o'clock. So right. I was meeting Norman Chad there, and I just told him, hey, it's probably going to be 6:30. And I get in the Uber. And we basically sit for 20 minutes outside the hotel, not moving. So he finally decides, hey, I'm going to take another route. I'm going to take a back way.
Are they allowed to do that?
Well, apparently.
I think your Uber driver might have been a serial killer.
Trust me, maybe I've been watching too much of Mindhunter and stuff like that, but that was my first thought, and it gets worse. Because not only does he take me on some route that.
He made you ride in the trunk.
No, but he starts playing classical music. Now, that's serial killer, right?
Yeah, I'd be feeling very.
Yeah, and I'm and we're taking the back roads, and of course he takes me through the area where if you've ever seen any movie about Los Angeles where white people get killed, I was going through that area.
Okay.
And now I'm like, okay.
So you went by Nicole Brown Simpson's house?
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice. It's a very, very affluent part of town.
But yeah, it was So we're going through the very worst part of Los Angeles while he's playing classical music, and the guy doesn't say a word other than I'm taking a different route. At this point, I'm ready to start texting you guys and say, hey, man.
Do you think that he's sold you to a gang?
I had no idea what was going on, but it wasn't good. And so I started texting Norman to say, listen, man, I'm probably have just been abducted. I'm about to be somebody's dinner. And... you know, so if I'm not there in an hour.
Yeah, you know, send the fire department.
Yeah, send the police and, you know, just tell them, here's my GPS. And then finally, Peter says, I now had AJ for using a scooter, down with the scooter. So finally, and it takes over an hour to get 7 miles. The casino is 7 miles away.
Oh.
When I finally get there, it's almost 7 o'clock when the tournament starts. And... I'm like, and the guy, when he finally gets there, asked me why I'm in L.A. for. And I said, I'm here for the fight. And he's apparently a big Manny Pacquiao fan, and he's from the Philippines. And so now.
Oh, unlikely to be a serial killer then.
Well, yeah, at this point. I mean, I thought it was.
Asian serial killers, very rare.
I thought he was Filipino Hannibal Lecter. I'm not going to lie. But then he wants to sit there and talk to me while we're parked outside the casino when he's had an hour.
To make small talk, yeah.
And I'm like, hey, man, I'm sorry. I've got to meet somebody. I'm way late. But, yeah, I was afraid for my life at one point. I was like, this guy is going to kill me. So I am not – I mean, talk about a one-star.
Did you one-star him?
I one-starred him, yes, because he took forever to get there. He didn't go to the right pickup point, even though it was on the app. And then he takes me off on this long, out-of-the-way journey where the traffic was just as bad the whole way. So why not just stay on the original track?
I'll be honest. That sounds like a 3-star.
I probably gave him 4. I lie a lot about that. But yeah, that's
Well, I'm glad you're alive.
I am too.
I mean, I guess.
Because I didn't really want to die. But then the good news is I got to the casino and got to hang out with Norman Chad for a little bit, which was great. I haven't seen him in forever. We had a great time. Brent, a couple other friends of mine were there. Went and played the tournament. That sucked. But then I went and sat and played cash and basically for an hour got all the cards that I haven't gotten in the last three tournaments.
So it all evens out.
Oh, it more than evened out.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I came away with a real nice chunk of change. So I will be very well bankrolled for Santa Anita tomorrow.
Well, that's good to hear.
So I may lose it all or I may turn it into about 20 grand. We'll find out.
There we go.
So, yeah, that was my night. And then I came home and just watched movies all night. It was really calm. So,
what'd you watch?
I watched Spider-Man Far From Home because I hadn't seen that yet.
Oh, look at you. Getting with the times.
Yeah, and then I watched Endgame again for about the 48th time.
Okay.
And then
no pornography.
No pornos.
Okay. If you want to, that's your final answer. You're sticking with that.
Well, why would I need to watch those on the hotel room TV when I have a laptop?
I didn't ask if you watched it on your TV or your laptop. I just asked where you watched it or what you watched.
Yeah, well, there you go. I watched Superheroes.
Nothing on your laptop, though?
Nothing on my laptop.
Oh, all right.
I did Google Spider-Man porn, but nothing.
Okay.
So
there's something. There's something.
Yeah, but no, but I mean, just I had a great time last night, other than the Uber ride, which it's L.A., right? You're going to run into that. But
not when you have a scooter.
But now this is the third Uber I've taken out here, and I got to tell you, all three of them were total dicks. All three of the Uber drivers.
I mean, you're no peach yourself. I mean, I hate to break this to you.
Well, I'm friendly.
I mean, Uber drivers don't pick you up and go, oh, yes, jackpot.
I'm like almost 4.9 now on my rating.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you can suck it.
Okay.
But
I got to check my current rating
They're all just, I mean, just jerks. Either serial killers or just the most unfriendly people in the world. And I don't, so I'm going to just say if we're ranking Uber drivers, Houston, Las Vegas are like sevens and eights. Los Angeles is a two.
I'm a 4.81.
Yeah, I got your ass beat, so up.
Oh, please. I don't think you're a 4.9. I can't imagine.
I'm almost 4.9. I was at 4.86, I think.
What are you, Nick?
So now I'm going to look.
What's your Uber rating?
Well, considering I was at like 4.3 a year ago,
yeah,
I feel like I've rallied nicely. So,
I can't believe I'm only a 4.81. I'm like the best ride.
I'm 4.84.
Oh,
so I have
you've got me crushed.
Yeah, it's because you suck, and you're a scooter guy now.
I am.
All right, 713-780-3776. What's Joe? Oh,
Joe's perfect. That's rare to see.
Yeah, he's had one Uber ride in his life. That's why.
you don't ride enough.
Oh. Well, no, I'm still recovering from that.
Or this is the other thing. Guys who have high Uber ratings, they ride Uber when they're sober.
Yes, good point.
So, like me, I can't be held accountable for what happens when I'm in an Uber. So, of course, my rating goes down a little bit. Otherwise, I'd ride my own car.
I'm pretty sure I wouldn't pick up Joe if I were an Uber driver, though. He would scare me. But, yeah, it's a I had that one guy give me one star one time, and I've been fighting to get back from that. And it was his fault because he was an idiot and wouldn't listen to me.
4.92 for Nick. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Once
we got to get our act together.
See, he's always wearing a hat. Once he shows off that horn, he ain't getting picked up either. All right. So, yeah.
The problem is for Nick, the only cars he can ride in have sunroofs because that's all he's got.
Oh, man.
Otherwise, the horn pushes into the, you know, he's got to sit sideways.
Right.
His head.
Yeah, his head's leaning to the left the whole time, and that freaks out the Uber driver. Oh, God. Nick the Unicorn. I love it. By the way, if you were playing some action last night, AJ told you take the Eagles. I told you take the over on Memphis, which got there with about 11 minutes to play. Of course, they didn't score anymore after that, but you don't need them to. That's fine. And you know where you can do it, mybookie.ag. And you can win. You get paid. That's the best thing about it because, guys, a lot of these websites, part of the gamble is putting your money in. That's not MyBookie. You win, they're going to pay you off. And nobody pays out faster. The cool thing is if you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit. So if you're new and you haven't played before and you want to get on MyBookie, how about this? Up to $1,000 in free money. Just use promo code RADIO. and you'll get your exclusive double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And guess what? If you're already signed up, they've got all kinds of possibilities for you, including one right now where if you put in 200, they'll give you 100 bucks for sports betting, and they'll give you 100 bucks for the casino. How about that? And that's all at mybookie.ag. Use promo code radio right now to get your exclusive double your money offer. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
Listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Los Angeles, for Errol Spence Jr. versus Sean Porter. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live from the closet here at the Intercontinental Hotel in Los Angeles, where they're trying to get me to ride a scooter tonight.
Yeah, you're scared of the scooter. Look at you.
I'm not.
Look at you, all scared.
I'm not scared.
You're scared.
I'm just not.
You said I'll fall down.
I will fall down.
Okay.
I mean, I don't like those things. I can't just suddenly change my opinion because you guys rode them once.
No, you can.
Because I was
asking, that's what I did.
I was asking you how far it was to go to the place you guys are going tonight, and you said it's a 5-minute scooter ride. Well, that probably means it's a 10-minute walk. I'll just walk.
How many miles per hour do you think you walk?
I don't care. I don't.
These scooters go 15 miles an hour.
Ooh, yeah, great. So I'll get on a sidewalk and run into a homeless.
No, you just ride in the bike lane. It's just like you're riding your bike in Houston.
Well, I'll get a bike then.
Okay, get a bike.
I'd rather do that. I'd rather actually use
You're
something.
Scared of the scooter.
I don't like them.
You're scared of the scooter. You're scared you'll fall down.
Yeah, well, you know what? Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
You do say you fall down a lot.
Well, I'm old.
Yeah.
And I drink a lot, but I'm not scooting. No.
Oh, that's the best. I want you to get drunk and then scooter.
Not going to happen.
Oh, it'd be so great.
It's definitely not going to happen. I'm just telling you. I'm not going to go in one day from anti-scooter hater to, oh, I love the scooter.
I wasn't even a scooter hater. I just did.
You made fun of it yesterday.
Well, how did I make fun of it?
Well, when we were talking about it.
No, right. I just said I was making fun of Cody for falling off of it.
Yeah, but.
Cody Stutes. Is afraid of the scooter. Cody Stutes can't ride the scooter.
No, well, and that's the thing. I mean, Cody's young, and he can't handle a scooter. I'm old. I'm too old for a scooter. What the hell?
There's older guys riding scooters.
Yeah, they're homeless.
And it's funny seeing some of these guys in like homeless guys don't have iPhones that they can scan the scooter in and out with.
The homeless here do.
No.
Yeah, they do.
The homeless here are like, they're more desolate than our homeless.
I don't know, man.
Cost of living here is super high. Like,
yeah, but not for a homeless, it's not.
Yeah.
It costs the same.
The food costs more here. Everything costs more here.
No, I mean, the way the law works here, you can't do anything to them, basically. They can go wherever they want and do whatever they want. So, no, they're actually in a much better spot than our homeless are.
They're the free folk.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah,
and they get a lot of stuff for free. So... Yes, they probably get on the scooters, probably with your iPhone. They probably cloned your number.
Nope.
But because you used it on scooters.
See, you're afraid of technology.
I'm not afraid of technology.
You're an old man afraid of technology.
I am an old man, but I'm not afraid of technology. There's a lot of technology. Okay, it's 2 and it's only 4:22.
Man.
So, I mean, there's a lot of things from a technological perspective that I'm down with. Scooters, not one of them.
Okay.
I'm happy to ride a bike in the bike lane.
What makes the bike any different?
I actually know how to ride a bike, and it's not motorized, okay? I'm controlling how fast I'm going. I'm controlling everything.
I mean, all you have to do is stand on it.
Yeah, and so what?
You stand on it, and if you want to go fast, you push the button all the way down.
Listen.
If you want to go medium, you push the button medium down.
I don't want to ride a scooter.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I there's a lot of things that I'm willing to try. This is not one of them. For one thing,
it's ridiculous.
I find them annoying. I think the people who ride them, including you, are dickweeds. So
I mean, I don't understand why that. How is that? How's it different than a bike?
Yesterday, you agreed with me. Today, now you're like, oh, this is great. I'm team scooter. Whoa.
I just had never ridden one.
Okay. Well, neither have I.
I didn't understand the point to them.
Well, neither do I.
But now I do. I've seen the light, Fred.
Yeah, I think alcohol was involved. I think that's probably why you liked it. So
could be.
Yeah, it's. We'll see. We'll see how the night goes. I get a few drinks in me. I may change my opinion.
100% you will.
You're not going to shame me into
it. It's so great that as Fred gets drunk, the likelihood of him riding the scooter goes up significantly. Also, the likelihood of him crashing, which is the reason why he doesn't want to ride the scooter to begin with, goes up exponentially. So it's almost like you've got two negative or two opposing views, but they're both going up the same scale. So it's a very interesting dynamic.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to see how it plays out.
Did you get to? I guess you didn't get to watch the football game because
I did
sitting
actually.
In an Uber.
No, they. Well, no, I watched. I missed the first quarter, but by the time I got there, they had it on a big screen right in front of me. So I was able to
watch. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. So,
I'll say this: the Eagles are. It was too early to call them dead. It was too early to anoint the Packers as some monster. And
which I tried to tell you, you didn't listen to me. Like, oh, I think the Packers team's really good. Wait till Aaron Rodgers gets going. It's like,
Fred, I bet the Eagles last night.
I know you did.
Don't tell me you tried to tell me. I literally won money betting against the Packers.
But after 2 weeks, you were all over the Packers and how good they were.
I said the Packers are better than people thought they were, and I think they still are.
They're better than you thought they were.
Definitely.
Let's not throw that on people.
Well, their win total was like 8.5, Fred. That in turn that basically means people thought they were going to win 8.5 games.
Well, Vegas thought they were going to win 8.5 games.
Okay.
A lot of people bet over.
Well, a lot of people bet under.
Now that you're a scooter person, I just can't work with you.
Yeah, you're so argumentative all of a sudden because I rode a scooter.
Yeah, I mean, it's ruined the whole show. But, no, I think from a yardage standpoint, the Packers were dominant. And
they keep turning it over.
Yep, and couldn't score when they got down inside the five, which makes no sense to me when you have Aaron Rodgers. You get four straight passes and you can't score a touchdown. I mean, how does that happen?
Well, did it make sense to you that you're basically on the goal line and you're throwing at the end of the game?
I would have liked to have seen one running play.
Maybe.
Just one. But on the flip side, they can't really run the ball. And you've got Aaron Rodgers for four passes. The guy can't hit 25%.
Yeah.
I mean, I was kind of okay with that. So,
well, you don't get four when you throw it to the other team.
Well, that's true. But that was just a nice play to seal the game for them, which I also had Philly plus 4.5, so I was very happy to see that. I wouldn't have minded if the Packers scored because they weren't going to cover 4.5. But, yeah, and then Pepper just sent us
a tweet. If the Packers scored there, it probably goes to overtime.
Probably goes to overtime. Or they miss the extra point or they go for two.
Go for two, yeah. I doubt they'd go for two at home. I can't
probably
imagine.
Not. Yeah, especially considering just from a yardage perspective how much they were, how far ahead they were of the Eagles. And you're at home, you got to figure that, we can win this game.
Yeah, the Packers dominated the box scores, but that's not, they didn't dominate the scoreboard, and that's what matters.
No, and they had issues, like I said, in the red zone, and that was a big difference in the game. And then in the college game, Memphis actually covered.
They did.
I did not play that. But yeah.
I split both games because I was on the under in both games, and I was on the I was on Memphis and I was on the Eagles. I won both sides, lost both totals, and I knew pretty early on in both that it wasn't going to work out for me on those on those totals. The Eagles,
yeah,
I mean they're turning the ball. The Packers are turning the ball up, fumbling at their own 15, and just under killers. It was not. And then the 52nd drive to finish the first half for Aaron Rodgers, just. Not the way it's supposed to go.
No. Sometimes things don't work out the way you think.
It's all good.
All right, guys. Let me tell you what will work out every single time, and that's if you're using Harry's Razors. And, guys, if you haven't tried it yet, we've got a great deal for you. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3. Free shipping. So $3 to try it. All you have to do is use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Hey, they're in Walmart and Target if you want to go try them. But why not just get them sent to you for $3? And Harry's believes you shouldn't have to trade great quality for a low price. You deserve both. How about this? If you don't like your shave, they're going to give you a full refund. So that $3 goes right back in your pocket. And I love the affordability. $2 for replacement blades. I never have to think about it anymore. I basically have it set up to where they let me know when I'm about to run out, and then they ship them. It's that simple. And they have a special offer just for you. New customers are going to get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And when you run out, remember the replacement cartridges are just $2 each. FAOUR at harrys.com. When you're not around, when you go that to the side, I get
those goosebumps every time, yeah, 713. ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Los Angeles, for Errol Spence Jr. versus Sean Porter. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Los Angeles for Spence Porter, and broadcasting live from, well, a room, a very small room. I love how people keep sending things about, oh, look what happened to this guy on a scooter. Look what happened to this guy on a scooter. Did you not hear my story? I almost got serial killered in an Uber.
Well, Pepper.
What's worse, falling on your ass on – I'm not going to ride the scooter, but I'm asking, what's worse, falling on your ass on a scooter or being serial killed? I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Because I have an opinion. It's pretty much falling on my ass. I'd rather do that.
Pepper sent – he said, before you ride a scooter – you know, he says, read what happened to a friend who was on a scooter. And first of all, your friend was on a Vespa. A Vespa and a scooter, I mean, these are like top speed 15 miles an hour.
A Vespa's kind of...
It's like a moped.
It's a moped, yeah.
It's different. It can go faster. It's got more horsepower. This is an electric scooter. So, and secondly, I ride a Harley. Like,
You're going to die on that before you die on a
scooter. Yeah, if I haven't died on my Harley yet, I mean, knock on whatever this table's made of, but I don't think a scooter's going to kill me. I'll be honest.
I still think you have a chance of dying on the scooter, but I think it's less than your Harley.
Oh, for sure. I mean, like I've almost odds, died riding that thing 20 yeah. times.
Well, especially driving in Houston.
Yeah, it's the worst town to own a motorcycle in, because people don't care about you.
It's the worst town to ride anything in, bicycle, motorcycle, car, horse. You will get killed.
Yeah.
That's just Houston. It sucks. At least here, that's the one thing, is the traffic sucks here, but at least the drivers are pretty good, comparatively speaking.
Yeah, and they actually have a regard for human life, which is different than home.
Very strange, not something I'm used to. Not really something I like, but definitely there.
Like, if someone's in the crosswalk, the cars just stop
and
let them cross.
I've noticed that the last 2 days. It's kind of cool.
Whereas in Houston,
you pull right up on the person or you just hit them.
If you're in the crosswalk, I mean, you're basically in the danger zone. Those white lines, that's the danger zone. So
either they'll just hit you, or they'll be looking at their phone and not paying attention and hit you that way, or they'll just run a red light and hit you.
Hey, Aaron, did Juggalo Trey do the one chip challenge?
He did.
How did it go?
In a word, miraculous.
Miraculous.
He handled it better than I could have ever imagined.
Really? He didn't freak out at all?
No, I mean, it was hot and he was burning up a little bit, but it's so many great sound bites from it. Just. I mean, he didn't throw up. He also didn't poop himself.
Man. He's a real man.
He's a trooper.
Yeah.
I could see Trey on a scooter.
I could see Trey on a scooter, yeah. Certainly.
And he'd be going as fast as possible like it's NASCAR.
Yeah, that was me and Nick last night.
When you have some free time, the video is posted on all of our station social media pages, so you can go and watch everybody just crack up at him as well.
Okay.
So what did he do? I don't know what this challenge
so
is.
There is
it's
a,
like a ghost pepper or Carolina Reaper chip.
Yeah, it is a chip dusted with Carolina Reaper pepper stuff.
You been drinking, Aaron?
No.
Okay.
Long day for him. He had to work a double shift today.
So 6 hours instead of three.
Yes, he's
life
exhausted.
So hard.
Oh.
Well, good for Juggy Trey.
He's becoming a big star, Fred.
He has.
Yeah, and Barry had to warn him a million, because I keep nitrile gloves at home for when I'm making barbecue. And I had to bring some in so he wouldn't touch the chip and then touch his skin, but then he starts rubbing his eyes with his hands.
Ah.
Oh, no.
And so Barry is screaming at him multiple times of stop touching things that you're going to touch later. with a glove full of hot dust, because you're just going to rub your eyes, you're going to, you know, grab your junk at the urinal, and it's going to start burning, and you're not going to know why.
Yeah, that was the problem when we hit Jong with the pepper spray, is that he was feeling it later in other parts, like, because where he had gone to the restroom, things like that, he was having some problems there for
that
a
was
while.
The best part of the story was when he went home to take a shower and it all went down to his nethers and it started hurting then.
I think Trey's going to experience some other type of burning, probably when he goes to the bathroom here in a couple hours, but
yeah,
I'm not going to guarantee it. He says he has an iron stomach.
But, I mean, big deal. That happens to me when I eat Chinese food. So, I mean... It's all good.
Somebody says this is for all the juggalos and juggalettes.
For the juggalos and juggalettes. Whoop, whoop. That guy's been, he's been way more, and he hasn't done a video in like 5 days.
I know. It's
really starting to piss me off.
I wonder if he didn't hurt himself.
I think he's like, he's getting some celebrity now, so he's going to be on some pro wrestling shows. But his last few videos, you've got to listen to him, how excited he, because he had gotten to where it was just like, whoop, whoop. And now, he's doing it like a true juggalo, like whoop, whoop.
But he's also just kind of blasting through it. Go, this is for the juggalos and juggalettes.
It's been better. Have you seen him jump onto the pumpkins?
You know what? I haven't seen that one.
Okay, yeah. He's got two pumpkin videos, and he's got a onto a table with rat traps and Legos.
Yeah, that one. I saw that one.
He's got a the barbed wire ladder one. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Yeah, I have seen that
one. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you checked his Twitter recently, AJ, in the last 10 minutes?
No.
Why don't you do that?
I've got a show to do, Aaron. Why would I be checking Superhuman's Twitter in the last 10 minutes?
It's just a picture.
Oh, okay.
Well, tell us what he did. It's just a picture? That's it?
Yeah, when AJ sees it, he might get weirded out a little bit.
Okay. Is he on a scooter?
Oh, no. He's shaved.
He looks like a serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, he looks like somebody who's going to eat you in an Uber.
I mean, he's a juggalo. What are we expecting here?
I am not getting in his Uber. I was kind of toying with the idea of going back out and playing that tournament again tonight, but I really do not want to take an Uber until I go to the airport.
To travel.
Well, I've got to do one tomorrow. I may go back to cabs.
Oh, no, no.
I don't know what to do.
How much was your Uber?
25 to get there, 19 to come back.
So we were going to go to a brewery in Torrance last night, and while Nick and I were eating dinner, which, by the way, we ate dinner at a place called H&H Steakhouse, which is a local Brazilian steakhouse.
Okay.
It is the first in the world that is all organic and all grass-fed. Let me tell you what that means. It tastes like ass. Like none of the food was good. It was very disappointing.
So you've had bad barbecue. You've now had bad steak.
Yeah, LA's a crappy food town. Man.
It is.
Man,
it is.
There's that.
Yeah, what he said. No, I have to agree.
That's one. I mean, listen, Houston's not the prettiest place in the world.
Weather sucks.
We've got food figured out there.
Yeah, drivers suck.
Yeah, hurricanes hit us. Like, there's a lot of messed up stuff. But we have got food figured out. And you could be like, oh, well, what about this kind of food? Whatever kind of food, Houston probably makes it better than wherever you live.
Yeah.
So, and that L.A., we and somebody's like, oh, you got to try the Mexican food while you're out here. Bro, come on. You've already failed at barbecue. You failed at steak. I mean,
they do more traditional Mexican food out here, which is fine. But guess what? We have restaurants that do traditional Mexican food very well.
Someone was like, you got to try some street tacos.
No, I don't. Because guess what?
I got street tacos where I live.
Yeah, guess what we have great versions of in Houston? Tacos.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go try your street tacos. Yeah, I have yet to have a decent meal out here.
No.
We've only been here 2 days, but still. Now, to be fair, I was eating at the casino last night, so I wasn't expecting it.
Oh, yeah, you're not getting food.
No, it was bar food, but
yeah,
it was okay bar food, but it was nothing special. So, Dustin says, agreed, I was just in L.A. and San Fran last month. Houston food is better for sure. I at least found a couple places in San Francisco that didn't suck. I have yet to find that here.
I ate a bunch of Chinese food when I was in San Francisco, and it was all good.
Yeah. So they at least got that going for them. But, yeah, there's other than courteous drivers and perfect weather,
Drunk Bevo is now he's sending me horror stories of scooter riding. Guys, I mean, you can't even go that fast on this thing. It's like 15 miles an hour top speed.
You can do a lot of damage at 15 miles an hour. If Nick had hit the curb and headered at 15 miles an hour,
yeah, it probably would have hurt.
Depending if he landed on the horn, he'd be fine. But
be a big ass pothole in the concrete way.
Like carving out a little path. So I'm glad he's here because that way we at least have somebody else to make fun of besides me. Well, there's that.
Yeah, but that's still the best.
True.
I mean, Nick's good. Don't get me wrong. You're still the champion. No one's taking that crown from you, sir.
Well, what are you going to do? I'll have to give you guys...
Had I seen Cody Stutes fall down on a scooter, maybe we're having a different discussion, but
see,
I didn't see it.
That's the difference, is I'm smart enough not to get on it. Cody's not.
Well, that's probably
and
fair.
I would have loved to have gotten video of that. That would have been pretty awesome. But, so somebody says you're one unathletic guy if you have horror stories about scooters. Well, let's be, what if a car hits you? I mean, that can happen if you're walking.
Yeah.
But that's not your fault. On the scooter, right?
No.
So, or if you hit a pothole. So.
Nothing you could do. Listen, life's a risk, all right? I'm riding the scooter because it gets me there faster.
Okay. I'll just
take
walk.
Take my chances.
I'll just walk and be late. I'm okay with
That's
it.
That's fine.
Because it's not like a competition to see who can get there first. Not like we're racing.
Yeah, but guess what? I'll have two more beers. By the time you get there, I'm going to have already had two beers. Well, you've missed out on.
And that's fine. I'm okay with missing out on the two beers. Not Dead Zed says, all you have to do is look at the gross tonnage of Houston's versus Los Angelians to know we have better food. Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they certainly have better looking women. It's not even close. But other than that, you know, I'll take my chances. What do I have here? Is it my bookie? Yeah. That's what we should do. We should get a scooter race together and then bet on who wins.
Yeah, we might do that tonight.
That's a good idea. And we can probably do that on mybookie.ag. Well, we probably can't, but you can bet everything else there. And there's games tonight. There's four college games. You want to bet baseball. You want to bet on your – you want to jump in and bet your Astros to win the World Series. Want the NFL this weekend? Well, now's the time to sign up. Because if you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money. How about that? All you have to do is use promo code radio right now to get your exclusive double your money offer. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Good thing about mybookie, you win. You get paid. Nobody pays out faster. And I've been using them for years. They're the only website I use now. I use them for horses. I use them for all of my sports bets, including the Memphis over last night. And if you want to get in, they've got another great offer if you're already signed up right now, where if you put in $200, you'll get $100 for the casino and $100 for sports betting. So go to MyBookie right now. And if you're new, use promo code radio. Get your exclusive double your money offer. That's MyBookie.ag. Promo code radio. Play, win, get paid. My bookie.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Los Angeles, for Errol Spence Jr. versus Sean Porter. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, live from the Intercontinental Hotel in Los Angeles for... Spence Porter, which we're kind of isolated now, so I don't think we're going to be getting any guests.
No.
Pretty much can rule that one out. But your thoughts on the fight, because we really haven't gotten into it too much.
Yeah, I think that Spence is just too much for him. I think Spence is the fight to make is Spence Crawford, and I think this is probably the last step before that happens. I mean, Sean Porter is – a really, really good fighter. But I think Errol Spence is in that conversation for, like, best pound-for-pound guys in the world. And, you know, he fought another undefeated fighter, and Dan, and he just embarrassed. I mean, he dominated that fight in Dallas. And, you know, I don't know that it's going to be much different tomorrow. And maybe we'll get a more competitive fight because he's got a bigger opponent. But I just think that he's one of the best in the world right now. So, but I'm excited to see how it plays out. Well, I mean, it's there's no guarantees. And that's the beauty of fighting.
Right. Right. Now, you make a mistake and walk into a punch, and all of a sudden it changes the whole dynamic.
But I think it's certainly his fight to lose.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think the way to play it is parlay one of the undercard fights with him. Make some money. Would be the way I would do it.
Saturday, I'll parlay a football game with it.
No, you could do that. There's plenty of football to be had tomorrow. And we'll go through all the –
Starting at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
That's one thing that I never quite get used to when we're in Vegas, but it's 3 already. I think we're well on our way to a possible record here.
Yeah.
So, good job.
Thank you.
Are the Rangers Bush League I don't know why everybody's making a big deal out of that. I don't know if you saw it, but they basically dropped a pop fly foul ball so we could get 200 strikeouts on the season. It doesn't bother me. It's the games are meaningless at this point.
Yeah.
So why not? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of stat padding, but big deal.
Yeah. How does it hurt anybody?
Doesn't really.
I mean, unless you bet on the game.
And by the way.
And if you're betting on Rangers games right now, the hell with you.
Yeah. But also consider that by dropping a pop fly, one possibility is gets a strikeout. Another possibility is he doesn't.
Right.
It goes terribly wrong.
Yeah.
So
guy hits a home run.
Yeah. I mean, big deal.
So, yeah, I can't get worked up over it.
I'm not losing sleep.
No. No. That would have been a good transition into a Texas Mattress Makers there. 713-780-ESPN. Did you see this thing about the NFL is looking at a 17-game season with one fewer preseason game?
I have not seen that.
That appears to be the direction they're going now. And they basically said that owners have dropped their proposal for an 18-game season and are focused on expanding the regular season to 17 and then dropping one of the four preseason games.
I mean, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
I'd rather they expand to 17 games and drop two preseason games. But
why don't you drop all the preseason games? I mean, they're useless, especially the way teams do them now. And I don't blame them. I mean, you don't hit enough in practice to get guys out there and get them hurt in a freaking preseason game.
Yeah.
So I think I've been against 18. I could live with 17, depending on how they do it. Like, it'd be really cool if you had – like that 17th game was a every year rivalry game with somebody in the other conference.
Yeah.
Like if you had, Saints and Colts or something like that. You created some kind of game that would be
a natural rival.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be interested in that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like Texans fans would love to have the Cowboys, but I also think the Cowboys, you know, they'd be like everybody's choice. You know, if you were
right.
Although it makes the most sense, but maybe you do that where Rams and Chargers and Raiders and whomever. I guess Cardinals probably.
Yeah.
And if you did that as your extra game, so you had that every year, then you might actually have some legitimate Texan Cowboy BS at that point. Then it's kind of a rival. So that would be cool if they did that. I'd be down with that. How would they divide home and away games since they'd be uneven? I think you just flip-flop. If you do that one game.
Yeah, one year you get it, one year you don't.
So one year you're going to have one extra home game, and the next year you won't. So I think that it certainly would make some sense. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. El Presidente said, I lived in L.A. for 4 years, now live in Houston. Completely agree with you guys on the food, but then he gave us a place on Pico that has great chicken. And I've had a couple people text me some places. I'm not going that far.
Yeah, I'm staying going in scootering distance.
Yeah, I'm staying walking distance. So, because I honestly may take a bus tomorrow. Just anything to avoid Ubering again.
Man, I've given that some consideration for where I've got to go tomorrow, but. Riding a bus, I don't know. I'm not a bus person. And it's like, in a major metro, right? Like you got to be a different kind of person to ride the bus.
Well, you want to hear something funny? Was talking with Norman Chad last night. Sometimes he takes the bus home from the casino.
Really?
He lives like 15 minutes from the casino.
Okay.
And he was telling me, yeah, sometimes I just take the bus and people see me on there and they're like, what the hell are you doing? He goes, I just like doing it. I'm like, okay. Not for me, but I may do that tomorrow.
And then I always, like, it's not super easy to figure out a bus system. It doesn't happen overnight.
No. I still don't even know the one in Houston, basically. And I haven't used it mainly because you guys made fun of me when my car was broken and I took the bus. And, of course, then I had, like, large – okay, that's four at 4:53. Dude, this is like – you're averaging one per segment.
Thank you.
Is that – I think that's a pretty good pace. You think you can keep it up?
I don't know. Yeah. I've still got half my energy drink left, so quite possibly.
I didn't get that for you so that you could break a record. I want you to know that.
Okay.
I just figured you probably needed one this time of day. So – 713-780-ESPN is your number. But yeah, I gotta figure out what to do. So somebody says just don't take the bus if you see Sandra Bullock or Keanu Reeves on it. only if I can be an extra. But and what's funny is like all these Uber drivers, they'll have 5-star ratings or 4.95, and they're terrible.
Yeah.
So you can't even trust that when you say, oh look, 4.95, he's whatever that platinum level, great. And then you get there, and it's a serial killer or a wannabe serial killer or a guy who just doesn't want you existing. May not actually be a killer, but he'd be okay if he died in his car.
Yeah.
Brian saying, please, God, videotape Fred Fowler on the scooter. It's not going to happen. If I, the only way it would happen is if I could take a scooter all the way to Santa Anita without getting killed.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, probably not. So,
I mean, I think it has the range, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah. How long do those things go before they run out of
juice? I think they've got like a 15-mile range.
Oh, okay. I think it's like 14 miles to the track.
I mean, you could take it 10 miles, drop it off, pick up a new one, and take off.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I want to do that.
Yeah, I don't think you should either.
Because there's a...
And definitely don't take it on the freeway.
Yeah, you pretty much have to take the freeway to get there, so... Well, of course, I thought you had to take the freeway to get to Hollywood Park, and it turns out you don't. regardless, hey, guys, I have to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers. That's the only thing that's one of the things that sucks about being out here is I don't get to sleep on my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And the cool thing about that is they make such great mattresses, and you get great rest because they're custom fitted, and the quality is fantastic. They put so much effort into these, and guess what? You're going to save a bunch of money. You can get mattresses sets starting as low as $310. And they have the variety of bed styles to meet your budget and your body. When you walk in, you're saving 50% off of what you would pay at a retail store because they make the mattresses right there and sell them directly to you. And they've got a mattress set for every body, every budget, some as low as $169. You can go online and check them out and take the quiz, or you can go in person to get the bed that fits you, and you get the expert help, guarantee, and even easy returns. If you don't like your bed, they're going to put you on one that you will like. It's that simple. Visit them today, the new store, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, or the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price. Guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com.